episode 421, Practice Makes You.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you? I am thrilled that you're here. Welcome, welcome to Sweet Spirit. I pray that your day will be filled with joy and love and grace. And most importantly, it will give you a little bit of time to reflect. Yes, that's what Sweet Spirit is all about. Some self-reflective time. As moms, and even as dads, we find ourselves always taking the role of somebody else. We have to care for what their needs are. You need to take time for you. And yes, Create Your Now, you hear every single day on our daily podcast, is to, you know, different things, different strategies, the kiss, how you can make things different. But a lot of that is incorporating it. So what? It's a lifestyle of learning and growing and how you can become your best selfie. But here at Sweet Spirit, I've really been kind of playing with this for the last few weeks and thought that because we are so drawn to our nurture way of life, moms, because we want to take care of everybody else, so we don't take care of ourselves. And so Sweet Spirit is going to be specifically for you as the woman, as the mother, as the wife. And I'm going to actually pose to you some challenges, some questions for you to think. Now, you may know some of these answers right off the top of your head, but at times you may be like, I have no idea. So today we're talking about Practice Makes You for our Sweet Spirit. Practice makes you. You know, I am a recovering perfectionist, and I say that very lightly, and I laugh a lot about it sometimes. And yeah, maybe it is to kind of cover up, but when I was growing up, the saying that I heard all the time was practice makes perfect. And to this day, even when I say the word practice, it almost naturally comes out. Practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. And it doesn't. Practice makes you. Every single day, what we do, you're practicing. I like to say it as you become who you practice every day. Let me say that again because it's worth hearing. You become who you practice every day. Maybe you're practicing the hello and your response is, I'm busy. Why? Why do you keep going around that vicious cycle? We allow our lives to be dictated by others, by their expectations, by their influences, by their choices. And then what happens is we base our decisions and actions on their expectations, their influences, and their choices. And we accept it as if, oh, nothing can, we can't change anything. So today I'm challenging you. Are you living the life that you want? Think a moment on that. Are you truly living the life that you want? I'm not talking about living in the dream home, which, yeah, maybe that will eventually come to that. But I'm talking about you as a person, as an individual. How you dreamed your life would be. Are you living the life that you want right now? Are you leading the kind of life you desire? Come on, moms. Women, we got to pull out of it once in a while. Find that sweet spirit, and I want you to think about it. I know this is stretching you a little bit, but we have to be self-reflective. We have to look inward. Practice makes you. If I was to take your checkbook right now and look at what you're spending your money on, what would that reflect? You know the answer. So is that a positive or a negative? If I was to look at your calendar on your phone right now, what would that reflect? Are you really taking the time that you need to develop into the woman that you want to become? Or are you allowing yourself to be trapped by everybody else's decisions, allowing them to dictate what you need to do? I know some of our schedules we don't have control over, okay? For example, school schedules, activities. But we do have the choices as to how many activities we're involved in, how many things we volunteer at. I know I was the mom who felt like she had to be the savior of the world to come to realize that when I began to set the schedule that was right for me and what I needed in every season of my life, I realized that I wasn't the savior of the world. And no, you may think, oh my gosh, Christiane, that's putting it way out there. No, that's being very honest. Because I think a lot of us operate our lives on other people's expectations. Well, gosh, if Michelle can't do it, there's no way anybody else can do it. Oh, yes, there is. It may not be the way Michelle does it, but it's going to get done eventually. I operated under those circumstances all the time. Now, it's different when you're heading up and you are the master of your group, so to speak, and it's your baby. Okay, that's a different story. But I'm talking about, you know, all of these things that you're doing. Think about right now, every single thing that you're involved in. List them in your head. You got to have more than 12, 15. I know you do. How many people are pulling at you for your attention? But what are you doing for yourself? Are you living the life you want? You see, you become who you practice every single day. When you look at that schedule and you're looking at it, where does it have me written down? Me is in my health. Me is in, oh wait, I actually need to have a 10-minute bath time here because that's my relaxation time. I need that for my sanity. Or does it come up maybe once a quarter, once every 6 months? Or, oh my gosh, my skin is so dry, I've got to go soak. You know what I'm talking about. This is getting real here because practice makes you. What you do every single day becomes who you are. I watch women from afar. I coach them and I see them beating themselves up daily because they're not taking care of themselves. And that is not at all being selfish when you need to take care of you. And for years, I used to live like that. I don't anymore. There's something about having a sweet spirit as a woman. But that sweet spirit isn't sweet anymore when you don't care for who you are. What does your schedule reveal about you? What does your checkbook say about you? You don't have to be perfect, but you have to be willing to practice. And when you're practicing the same thing every single day, that's only the thing that's going to get better. So if you want change, you have to begin to make little changes. No, it's not going to happen overnight. No, it's not going to happen right at this moment. And you probably can think right now, oh my gosh, Christiane, I could think about 10 things I need to change right now. And I've been working on them. They've been my New Year's resolutions for like 20 years. And I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to break the cycle. You break the cycle by starting today. Sweet spirit is your day. Practice makes you. You have to believe in your abilities. You have to believe in the person that you are. If you don't like what you're doing, then why are you continuing to do it? I'm not talking about your job. Yes, you need money. You may have to kind of work it through until you can get another job to replace that income. Some things we don't always have an easy choice or an easy way out, but some things we do. I don't like the way I feel in my clothing. I have nothing to wear. I'm tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired of running around all the time with my head cut off. I'm tired that I don't get one day to sleep in. Who is telling you that you have to do all of this? I have 5 children and they could run my world. But there is a time and a place and a season for everything. I realized that during my tornado in life, I did not have to be involved in absolutely everything, and neither did my children and neither did my husband. But we operate as if we're not doing something, I'm not accomplishing anything. I'm a failed mother. I'm a failed parent. I'm a failed woman. What would it look like to you in your life schedule to have maybe only 3 major things a day that had to be accomplished? And that's not talking about your work, okay? I mean, I kind of think of that as a non-negotiable. You got to have income to put food on the table, to have a roof over your head, to drive, etc. Clothing to wear, basic necessities. So that's a non-negotiable. So we're talking about 3 other things. Well, if you have 3 children, then maybe they need to start picking and choosing. Do they really need to be involved in everything that they're involved in? Do you need to be involved in everything that they're involved in? That's the better question. This new term that I've learned since having 2 kids in college now, it's called the helicopter parent. The helicopter parent is the one who's always there, ready to rescue or to take care of the child. At some point, that child needs to leave the nest. At what point are you making the decisions for your life? And then bringing in your significant other and allowing you both to make the decision for your lives together because you are one. But instead, we allow everything else to be dictated to us. Well, if you're going to do this, you've got to be involved in this. No, you don't have to be involved. Maybe you've been guilted to be involved. This may seem very harsh on a sweet spirit, but it's something that we need to understand. I'm tired of seeing you all exhausted. And you go out there and you spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars on facial creams and eye creams and all these magic potions and pills that are going to supposedly give you more energy, make you look younger, take those dark circles out of those eyes, and allow you to basically survive for an extra 2 hours every single day. You're cutting your life short. Do you want to be around for your grandchildren? This may seem harsh, but it's not. It's spoken out of true love for you. One thing I said this year going into Create Your Now Your Best Selfie and where this podcast was headed was that we were going to begin to dive deeper, and Sweet Spirit is a part of that. I know I have been very self-reflected on my life professionally and personally. I've kind of been that way my entire life. But now I'm taking it to a deeper level, even deeper than what I was going before. And I was deep, and now I'm going even deeper. And it scares the living daylights out of me. But yet it also gives me an abundance amount of energy and joy at the same time. When you begin to work from your edges and you're pushing yourself way out of your comfort zone, then you begin to do something right. You're beginning to understand, whoa, I can do this. I can believe in who I am. Practice makes you. You become who you practice every day. When we stop dreaming, we stop living. When was your last dream of what you wanted your life to be? Are you leading that kind of life you desire right now? Because if you're doing the same thing over and over and over again, you really aren't. Life should be literally as if like you plant a seed. And with spring around the corner, that's the only thing I can think of. You plant this new seed and you watch it. And if you were to elapse it over time, you could see how as it grows and begins to come to the surface, the dirt moves. The earth shakes. Oh, but it does. you know, just maybe subtly, but it does. It shakes. And then it begins to peek out. And then it fills the warm rays of the sunshine, the sprinkles of the rain, the nourishment of the soil, and it grows taller and brighter and more brilliant. And all of a sudden, there's this burst of a bloom that's gorgeous, magenta in color. That's a thriving life. Are you living the life that you want? Are you allowing yourself to practice in order to make you who you want to be? Or are you allowing yourself to be dictated by others' expectations and influences and choices and basing your decisions on that? You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be willing to practice, because practice makes you. I believe in you, and I'm carrying this torch, and I'm telling you all of this truly from the bottom of my heart, because I don't want you to be a suffering woman who has a smile on the outside but is dying on the inside. I don't want you to be that woman who's just doing her due because it's expected of her. There are some things that, yes, are non-negotiables. We have children. We must take care of them. Yeah, that's kind of a non-negotiable. You can't send them back, can you? As many times as you may want to, those little crumb eaters are adorable, precious creatures that we have been given the opportunity to love and to serve. But in order to do that, you must take care of your sweet spirit. So today, I ask you to be self-reflective. Are you living the life you want? Are you leading the kind of life you desire? It starts today. Practice makes you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.